Hi, and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number 71. My name's Nick Tan, and I've got some songs to play you tonight. Oh, fantastic tunes. As I said last week, we are the underground music scene. And if you weren't listening last week, where the hell were you? Well, you can go back and listen to it again, because there's plenty of them all there. Got plenty of them back on the website, thisisthingonpodcast.com, all the way back to number 15, when we started to get good. I've got some tracks from all over the world, from, I would say, from every point of the globe, but I'm married to a scientist. She said, well, actually, not exactly every point of the globe. Anyway, that doesn't matter. I've got some news about bits and pieces. I've got music, like I say. Anyway, let's have some of that music. This is a band called Safari, and this is a great tune called Quicksand. Lovely, I love that. Safari and Quicksand, reminding me a little bit of Teardrop Explodes. Anyone else? Anyway, now you might remember last time I played a band from the Sarasota Records record label. I struggled a little bit. I don't know why. It's Sarasota Records. Any fool can see that. Go and see them at sarasetorecords.com. There might be another link later on, but that's the only link I could find. So get onto the website if you really want to get to their exact site. But if not, sarasetorecords.com. There'll be a link on the website. Is this thing on podcast.com? Right, this is Ground Floor, and they're from Iceland.
thank you for the tone in your voice when you go. Makes it easy to think not everything's gone. Left behind in a gap, giving everything back to something you've done. Should it make me feel sad? It's bound to your head when you're down, bound to your head when you're down, bound to your head when you're down, it's bound to your head. And we wait, and we wait. Sad thoughts lay when you come, you take this everything here. If you feel the same.
Hi, my name is Burkhard Fesenfeld, and you are listening to Nick Tann's Is This Thing on Podcast.
Actually, Borger's not Icelandic. He's German, but he's the closest I could get. Right, that was Ground Floor and Bound to Your Head. Find out about Ground Floor. Go to groundfloor.at. Yeah, that got you, didn't it? Groundfloor.at. Now, those long-time listeners, long-time subscribers will remember Watch With Mothers, Napoleon and Swineshead, who used to do some song reviews. I might dig some of those up, actually, and play some of those one day. Well, they used to do a podcast called Watch Your Mother's Podcast, but now they have a new podcast, and it is called Hot Potatoes Podcast, and you can find that at hotpotatoespodcast.wordpress.com. That's hotpotatoespodcast@wordpress.com, which you can find on the... I'll put a link up, because Napoleon did send me a picture of the... of their new logo for me to put up, so I'll do that sooner or later. You might find the odd song by me on there as well. I'm doing the music for them again. To give you some kind of an idea of what they're doing on that podcast, I've been sent... Well, Swineshead sent me this song. This will give you some sort of idea what's going on. This is Sexy Disco.
Would you like to go to that Sexy Disco? Would you like to go to a sexy disco? Would you like to go to a sexy disco? No? Then I will kill you. Would you like to play my sexy panties? Would you like to play my sexy panties? You don't like a man in sexy panties? No? Then I will kill you! Do you like me in a sexy closet? Do you like me in a sexy closet? Now in front of the children, you say. Then now we'll kill you. Would you like to go to my sexy disco? Would you like to go to my sexy disco? You will go to my sexy disco. It's sexy, no? No, then I will kill you!
Right, Nick Tan's podcast thing, jingle thing. Right, Nick Tan's podcast thing, jingle thing.
Right, well, I made this as well, actually, for me. I cut a little bit because Napoleon did a jingle for... I can't remember what it was, but this is the beginning of it, so I kind of looped it and put a bit of a funny thing on it. Anyway, while this is playing, just before this the next track comes up, which is a track by Dingle Flig, just to remind you again, you go to hotpotatoespodcast.wordpress.com and see some funny shit, or hear some funny shit. Right, the next guy coming up is a guy called Dingle Flig. Now, I met Dingle a few months ago, probably middle of last year, as I was coming out. I'd just been doing a session for, what was it? BCFM, which is Bristol's community radio show, and we were having a chat about music as a musician, and I said, look, if you ever got the chance, send me some stuff and I'll play my podcast. And guess what? He did. And this is... oh, hang on, he's nearly finished. Right. Yeah, there you go. And this is Dingle Flig. Thank you.
just like your son and your daughter. Just like the mangy old horse. There's no room at the inn. There's no room you can't come in. There's no room at the inn. There is no room you can't come in.
Beautiful. That was Dingle Flig and No Room at the Inn 23. Now, at the moment, I haven't got a link for him. I found a link on for him on Facebook, but he didn't send me a website or anything. I'd imagine he's on MySpace. But if you go to the website, istusingonpodcast.com, and keep an eye out, I should have a link for him soon because I've just emailed him. So I should get something back off him soon. If not, I'll find a link sometime or another. I don't know. Right, one thing I do know, don't you love those sexy little segues, is one of the best people to have on your podcast is Simon Brown. Now, Simon Brown is one of the people that podcasters love. He's a music fan, and he follows podcasts, and I know he buys stuff because he tells me, he tweets me or emails me and says, I bought that so-and-so album, In fact, if you cast your heads back to episode number 50, and I did the special when I gave away lots of CDs, he got the Fez CD. That's what he wanted, so I sent him the Fez CD. Lots of free CDs given away then. Now, what he's done is he sent me a list. I asked him to. I said, can you send me a list of what songs that you really like, and I'll play them on the Feg? I'm knackered. I shall play them on the podcast. So he sent me a lovely list. So, and what I thought I'd do, instead of having a podcast, all of this one list, every week I'll play one of the songs off his list. And one of the songs off Simon Brown's list is the next one. It's another Icelandic band, Did You Realise There Were So Many? This is a song that I played really, really early on. It's probably one of the most played songs, one of them, the most played songs on the podcast, and it's certainly one of my favourites. This is Men Are Sins and 12 Steps to the Liquor Store. This is bloody brilliant.
On my anniversary, 5 years dry.
That Siggy in the background going, Sherry! I love to think that it is. And that Sigurdur Gudmundsson, who's the bass player from Menar Sinth, who we talk quite frequently, never in person, all that sort of like that tappy typing type talk. To find out about them, all you need to do is Google them, really. You can go to their Bandcamp site where you can buy their stuff. They've got loads of stuff. So they've got some there's some lovely tracks. If you've listened to the podcast, you know what I'm talking about. I've played loads of their tracks over the years. Now, if you go to menarsins.bandcamp.com, menarsins, which is menarsins.bandcamp.com, you will find them. And that was Simon Brown's choice. And as the weeks go by, we're going to go through the list. And there's lots of stuff here. So Menarsins, let me just tick it off with my nice little Sharpie pen. So that's lovely. Right, I get sent random tracks sometimes, and today I'm going to play you one of them. This is a track called Raise Your Hand, and it's by somebody called Static Docs. Have a listen to this. This is quite sexy.
Just raise your hand in the air. If you need to go, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Right, hello. Right, yes. Yeah, that was Static Docs. And if you want to know more about Static Docs, well, you can't. All I've got is a Bandcamp address. And that's Static Docs, and you spell that StatikDoxx.bandcamp.com. I'll put a link on the website, istisigonpodcast.com, so you can just click straight there. So it's just clicky-clicky. But there's not an awful lot about it there. It's just the track. And that's it. So there you go. Right, in the similar kind of similar vein, this is one of my favourite bands. I spoke a little bit earlier about going to Bristol last week. I didn't say about Bristol. Well, I did say it last week, but I deleted that bit, so you don't know that I said that. But earlier on, I did mention that I went to see my friend Dave Miles in Bristol last week. But don't worry if you don't remember, because it wasn't there, because I got it all wrong and deleted it all. Anyway, I was in Bristol last week and spoke to my friend Dave Miles and stayed with him. And we went out and did some. I did some playing out there. A great place called the Art House in Bristol. Really nice place. Very, very nice. Little underfloor space. Hopefully, well, it's a basement actually. I want to say underfloor, it's basement. And hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, I should get some tracks from some of the people that were playing. And there were some very, very good people playing down there that night. Very, very good indeed. So I handed out lots of cards. So I should get a little bit of stuff back. Now, I've done Simon Brown's list. Oh, yes, what was all about Bristol? And also from Bristol, is one of my favourite bands, Schnauzer. And this is the first track I ever heard of theirs. This is fantastic. This is called World of Whimsy.
Welcome to my world of whimsy, where everything is light and flimsy, and sandwiches are made by Mumsy. Welcome to my world of whimsy. My conquests are many, so I have some trouble remembering them all. I don't seem to have any trouble wooing. They just throw themselves in my general direction. And who can blame them? Welcome to my world of whimsy, where everything is light and flimsy, and sandwiches are made by Mumsy. World of Whimsy.
Sandwiches are made by Mumsy. That was the fantastic Schnauzer. And you can find out more about them by going to their dirty old MySpace site, which is myspace.com/Schnauzer, spelled S-C-H-N-A-U-S-E-R. Right, now, there are not enough bands played from Bosnia-Herzegovina, are they? Aren't there? Are there? There aren't. This is one of them. This is Mohatra and I Need Air.
To end.
Fantastic. That's Mohatra and I Need Air. To find out more about them, you go to myspace.com/ Mohatra Music, and you spell it like you say it. M-O-H-A-T-R-A, Mohatra Music. Now, my vinyl project, a year ago, just over a year ago, I had this idea of doing a thing called the Vinyl Project. It's a little bit of a, what can I say? Well, I suppose it's a publicity thing. Hang on, I just noticed the microphone's a bit iffy. Hang on, let's do that. Is that better? Has anyone noticed? No one's noticed that at all, have they? And so what I've decided to do, myself and Matt Stevens, was to record a vinyl album, because I thought it would get some extra publicity, and that's what we're all after, isn't it? A little bit of publicity so we can raise our heads above the parapet and get a little bit of extra, publicity really, to create a story. So, how should I fund this LP, this black vinyl beauty? Well, what I didn't want to happen was what happened to a friend of mine called Dave Sim. Years ago, him and his band recorded this CD and it didn't sell. They had no idea what to say. They just thought, well, if we make this CD, it will sell. And it didn't. And they had hundreds and hundreds of boxes of this CD because they had thousands printed. And it didn't sell, and I didn't want that. That's what I said to Matt. Look, that's one of my biggest fears, is to record something and it just sit there and not do anything, and so it's like a big expense of money, etc. So what we did, we came up with this idea of getting people to pre-order and prepay for the album, and when there was enough money, when we collected enough money, then we'd go and, well, we then I'd go and record it and print press the vinyl. Well, phase one has happened. I've actually gone and raised enough money to go into the studio and record this vinyl album. Now, things have changed as the year has gone by, the actual plan of recording, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to get myself booked in, and I am actually booked in next Saturday, the 5th of March. I'm booked into a studio. I'm not going to tell you where it is, but because I don't want anybody turning up, because there's a few people that I've invited to it, to the making of this, because it's live. I'm basically going to do a gig live in front of an invited studio audience in one of the best live rooms in London, and that's going to happen next week. So once that's done, and that's all paid for, what I've done is I've found a cheap way of using a really, really expensive studio, which is to basically take my life in my hands, or my balls in my hands, and go in and record it straight. So there can be no overdubs. I'm just going to go in there. A guy called Kevin Feasy, and if you know Matt Stevens, you know Kevin Feasy, because he produced the last two Matt Stevens albums, and he also did produce Sonny's album, which I've played a few, the single of which I've played a few times. I'll probably play that next week, actually. I haven't got it queued up for today. Actually, when I heard Sonny's album, I thought to myself, I will play Sonny's song. I'll play Sonny's song next, and you'll hear. When you hear the production on this, it's just fantastic. So I thought to myself, oh, I've got to get into the studio and use this, you know, use Kevin and use these gorgeous microphones that they've got. So, and that's what I'm doing next week. And that's phase two, I suppose, or the second phase two, which is recording. So after I've recorded it, then I'll have this recording, and then I'll be raising more money to get the album pressed. Now, I don't know what the minimum is yet. I've had a look around at a few vinyl cutters to see how much it costs to press them, because you have to press the big silver disc first. So the big silver disc you have to do first, and once you've pressed that, that's kind of the mold, and then it's just, you know, what the minimum press the studios, or whatever they call them, will allow. I shall yawn because I'm bloody tired. So to find out about that, if you go to my main website, it's all there at the moment. If you go to nicktan.co.uk, you'll see that there's a link there where you can actually pre-buy. Now, a few listeners of the podcast have already prepaid. It's going to cost you a tenner. Now, for that tenner, what you are going to get is you're going to get an album. You're going to get a proper vinyl, black vinyl LP, like they used to have in the olden days. And if you get in now, when I press it, and in the printing, your name will be on the list of credits, Your name, maybe your photograph. I'm not sure yet. I might do something like that. But that's in the next phase. Once it's recorded, then I can kind of relax a little bit because I've got a week to go. I've got 8 songs I'm going to record. I might do 9, but I'm down to record 8 songs just straight off, just play them live in front of my invited studio audience. Matt Stevens is going to come and do some videoing. I've got another guy called John Wilson, who's an amazing photographer. He's a proper professional photographers. He's going to come and take some photographs as well. So I might be able to get some photographs of people that are there, some of the people that have contributed to the vinyl project, monetarily and also with their support. So that's the vinyl project. How about that? That's quite exciting, I think. Quite exciting. And what I'll do now is I'll play the track by Sonny that gave me the idea to use Kevin and to use this studio. Anyway, listen to this. This is Sonny.
close your head, a place to look upon your face. You know where you'd be on the square. The sound you make is all you have to say, and so you play those that are.
And it was listening to that by Sunny, Something in the Water, that inspired me to go into the studio with Kevin Feasey, and that's what I'll be doing next Saturday. So if you want to follow the progress, go to nicktan.co.uk. Anyway, what have we got next? Because I've kind of messed my order up now. I knew what I was doing. Oh, I know what I'm going to play next. I'm going to play a fantastic band, and I'm going to play a fantastic track. This is Sand River.
Comes now, here we are. Here
Fantastic. That was Kid Dust Part 3, The Reprisal by Sand River. You can find them at Bandcamp. No, you probably can, actually. You can probably find them at myspace.com/SandRiverUK. And you can also find Sunny's stuff at spareDougal.com, which is SPAREDOUGAL. You can find all the details from all the tracks, of all the tracks, of everything. Oh, it's a text message. Of all the tracks at where can you find them? isthisthingonpodcast.com. Right, now who would have thought that I would be introducing somebody saying they've just gone top 10 in the American Billboard charts? Who would have thought I'd say that? But I am. This is Salmi Dahlstrom and So Delicious, and this has just gone top 10 in the American Billboard charts. So, cue.
This is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This On Podcast.
Now, is this thing on?
Okay, is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
Okay. Hey, everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to I'm going to do it again. That's the one he's going to use. Hi, everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Podcast.
Marvellous, marvellous. Well done, Salmi. She's made top 10. How about that? Independent. And independent she is, and she's made top 10 in the Billboard charts. And we've been playing it for ages. We did an interview with her a while back. Was it last year? Yeah, last year we did an interview with her. And it's all fun and groovy. So well done, Salmi. Making some proper dosh now. But she won't want to talk to poor old Nick now, will she? Poor old Nick, our little friend in England. Nah, fuck him. He's gone now. She's off with the Gaga, probably. Do you reckon? Probably off with the Gaga? Yeah, I reckon. Anyway, let's bring ourselves back down to earth, shall we? I was going to tell you about Pure Acoustica. I'll tell you about Pure Acoustica after this. This is The Rebs. Lovely, that was the Rebs, and Don't Fool Yourself. Find out about them at myspace.com/ The Rebs Music, and that's the Rebs, T-H-E-R-E-B-S. And before that, you heard Salme and Soul Delicious, that's Salme Dahlstrom. Find out about her, go to Salmeland, Salmeland, S-A-L-M-E-L-A-N-D, Salmeland, come to Salmeland. Land. Yeah, all right, fair enough. Right, well, I'm not going to tell you about Pure Acoustica. I've decided not to. I'm going to do that next week. I've told you enough things. We're out of time. If you've been listening on UK, netradiouk.com, and it's Tuesday night, you might not be now. I don't know how long it goes on for, guys. But netradiouk.com plays this show out every Tuesday night from 10:30. You can be listening in on TuneIn Radio. It's an app for your BlackBerry or your iPod. On iPod you can get the bloody iTunes, can't you? For now. You can get it on Android as well. I'm going to play you a track that I finished writing earlier on this week. I made a little bit of a noise about it on the web. It's very, very demo. Very, very demo indeed. But yeah, I'm not that happy with the lyric. I mean, it is just a rough guide, so I don't forget it. It's called Head On, as you'll realise as the song progresses. It's one of the endearing phrases of the song. Like I said, it's just an aide memoir, so I know how it goes. I've tucked a bit of bass on it and everything, and a little Apple drum loop on it. So I hope you have a good week. I've got the... what have I got to look forward to? I've got, well, hang on, let me thank Simon Brown for playing a song off his list. I've got my vinyl project, and I've got Hot Potatoes, so get involved with that. Go to isthissingonpodcast.com. That is where everything will be as soon as I've finished doing all the technical stuff with this and writing it all up and then making it onto the website. And remember, we are the underground music scene. My name's been Nick Tan, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.
it going round again? Who said what and where and when? Head on, head on, head on. Another night, another scene, another day, another dream. Head on, head on. There's you, there's me, in a perfect little world. Have to face our feelings. Head on, head on. We gotta keep our loving strong. Head on. We have to face our problems. Head on, head on, head on, head on, head on. Drama starts again. It's getting too hard to pretend. Head on, head on. We're too much, not enough. So intense and so in love. Head on. There's you, there's me, in our perfect little world. We gotta face our feelings. Head on, head on. We gotta keep our loving strong. Head on. We have to face our problems. Head on, head on, head on, head on, head on. As we hold each other tight, the darkness gives way to the night. Head on. Head on, head on. We're gonna see this lifetime through. There's nothing else that we can do. Head on, head on, head on. There's you, there's me, in our perfect little world. We have to face our feelings. Head on, head on. We gotta keep our loving strong. Head. Our problems. Head on, head on, head on, head on, head on. Oh, we gotta face our feelings. Head on, head on. We have to keep our loving strong. Head on. We have to face our problems.
Richard Vobes. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Pretty good, actually.